From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Hundreds of thousands of people are now going on a week without electricity in parts of the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic, which is baking under 90-plus degree temperatures. Relief workers in West Virginia, the hardest-hit state in the region, are struggling to feed the masses who've been without electricity. Glenda Hollinsworth, American Red Cross and West Virginia Staffing Relations Manager, says unlike previous operations in that state, this one is especially tough because the emergency is widespread and roads are blocked off.
Where you used to go 20 minutes, now it takes you an hour and a half. You know, so the transportation is going to be the difficult piece, is getting the food there, getting it, making sure it's hot and it's safe for the families to have.
More than 200,000 people are believed to be without power in West Virginia. Members of the Syrian opposition say they expect results from an international conference on the crisis in their country taking place in Paris on Friday. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that opposition members met with the French foreign minister today to inaugurate a friendship house to show solidarity with the Syrian people.
Tomorrow, Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius will host some 100 countries and 50 foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, at the largest gathering yet of the Friends of Syria. Only Russia and China will be absent. Last weekend, another U.N. peace plan was agreed upon, but the Syrian opposition says the plan is too vague and leaves the door open as to whether President Bashar al-Assad could be part of a transitional government. Basma Kodmani, a member of the opposition's Syrian National Council, says she hopes the meeting tomorrow will make it clear Assad must go.
This is not a conflict between two sides. We are speaking of a regime that is at war, that has declared war on its own people.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
A South Korean activist shouting long live national reunification as he stepped over the line dividing the North and South, cheered on by North Koreans. The activist was arrested as soon as he was back on South Korean soil for making an unauthorized 3-month trip to the North. He sought to draw attention to the division of the Korean Peninsula. Romania is in a grip of a political shakeup. The left social liberal union government is trying to impeach its right-wing president, and authorities are trying to make that happen within a month. The political dispute has been raising concerns on the international front about Romania's ability to remain committed to a global debt-fighting agreement affecting Europe. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 16 points to 12,927 in trading of 2 billion shares. NASDAQ up 5 at 29.81 and the S&P 500 off 4 at 1370. This is NPR. U.S. cities and states have more than $2 trillion in unfunded pension obligations. That, according to Moody's Investor Service. NPR's Jennifer Ludden says the amount is far more than has been reported by local governments.
Moody's credit agency considers pension costs when it rates municipal bond markets. The agency's director says these costs are some 3 times higher than what states and localities have reported. The reasons range from overestimating returns on investments to spreading out losses over a number of years. Moody's plans to change the way it calculates pension liabilities and warns some cities and counties could see downgrades. Moody's is seeking public comment through August. Public worker pensions have become a hot issue in local elections as state and cities grapple with deficits. In recent years, more than 40 states have tried to rein in retiree benefits. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.
A Florida judge has set George Zimmerman's bail at $1 million as he awaits trial on the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But an attorney for the former Neighborhood Watch volunteer says his client only needs to put up 10% to be released from jail. Zimmerman's last bond of $150,000 was revoked after prosecutors argued his wife lied to the court about how much money the couple had. WikiLeaks says it's releasing massive amounts of emails from Syria that it says embarrass not only Damascus but also its Western opponents. The website spokeswoman Sarah Harrison says more than 2 million emails from Syrian government officials are being published. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is still holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy in London to avoid extradition to Sweden. This is NPR.